Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A red flag warning in effect until 6 p.m. today, meaning a high fire risk for the region. And firefighters have been struggling with several brush fires around the tri-state. One ignited in Prospect Park in Brooklyn last night. Mayor Adams was at the scene.
Fire is under control, but the winds and the burning leaves makes it extremely challenging and difficult. But the over 100 plus men and women of the FDNY who are here to make sure this was under control.
The two-alarm blaze spread across about 2 acres of thick brush near the center of Prospect Park. Another brush fire in the Bronx last night took the FDNY over 2 hours to put out. It broke out near West 167th Street and Sedgwick Avenue. Dry, windy weather is fueling the flames. 1010 Winds spoke with the city's Emergency Management Commissioner, Zach Iskall, who says drought conditions aren't helping and it's getting worse.
One of the things that is so difficult about this new normal of extreme weather is weather has become increasingly increasingly unpredictable. But I'm fairly confident that we'll be going into a drought warning in the next couple of weeks.
Now, right now, the city is under a drought watch. There have been half a dozen wildfires over the past 2 weeks in Staten Island. Borough President Vito Fisella shares with 1010 Winds one way people can protect their property.
What we've done with the state and the New York City Fire Department is provide or allow homeowners to get a permit to basically protect their home by cutting back some of the phragmites that are like basically light on fire in seconds.
Phragmites are reed grasses that can act as tinder in these dry weather conditions, and Fisella encourages people to apply for a permit to clear them at StatenIslandUSA.com/firebreaks. Now, elsewhere, nearly a half a dozen wildfires have been burning in New Jersey, including one on Englewood Cliffs that could be seen here in the city. There's another in Mahwah. Another erupted yesterday on the east end of Long Island in Riverhead. A show of support for immigrant communities coming up today at Columbus Circle. Immigrant New Yorkers and their allies are holding a rally. They say they're looking to send a message to President-elect Donald Trump, who's promised the largest mass deportation in U.S. history. 1010 Winds spoke with Jose Lopez, co-executive director at Make the Road NY.
It's really about marching to protect our futures, our families, and our freedoms in a moment when we know that millions of our friends and family members are going to be grappling with profound uncertainty.
He says advocates are prepared to go to court to protect the most vulnerable and that New York has a crucial role to play in setting the tone for what's to come. On the campaign trail, Trump repeatedly vowed to round up millions of undocumented asylum seekers and confine them to camps along the border. Trump campaign insiders claim it'll be one of his first priorities when he takes office. Well, there's a report that Governor Hochul may be ready to move forward with some form of congestion pricing. She put the toll on hold back in June, just weeks before it was supposed to take effect. But Politico says the governor is facing pressure to salvage congestion pricing before Donald Trump returns to the White House because he'd be able to kill it. Now, if that does happen, the governor could institute a plan that is different from the one that was supposed to take effect a few months ago. Well, Mayor Adams' longtime girlfriend is no longer on the city's payroll. Tracy Collins has retired from her senior advisor role at the Department of Education. The DOE has confirmed an investigation into Collins' highly paid position after a claim that it was a no-show job. Meanwhile, a former aide to Mayor Adams reportedly discussing a possible plea deal with federal prosecutors. Mohamed Bahi was arrested last month, 1 month after the mayor was indicted following a corruption probe. Prosecutors say he encouraged the owner of a Brooklyn construction company to illegally reimburse 4 employees for campaign donations they made to the mayor. Well, you heard us tell you about this case here on 1010 Winds, a faked car crash staged on the Belt Parkway in Queens but caught on video. Well, now an arrest has been made in that case.
It was all caught on a dash cam. A Brooklyn man is now facing charges after he was seen purposely reversing into another car on the Belt Parkway in broad daylight. Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz tells us Michael Martinez was behind the wheel and that this was no accident.
The victim here had dash cams on the front and on the back, and it was a very good video. And they come and they back up right into her car.
It was Ash P and Natasha's dash cam that captured the whole thing on October 16th.
Hopefully this is the justice for all the people who couldn't prove them that they were not in the wrong.
Police say that Martinez could face anywhere from 2 to 7 years in prison if found guilty. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, a former Brooklyn priest has been accused of sexually abusing a minor. The Diocese of Brooklyn Review Board has determined three of those allegations to be credible. Michael Melendez has spent the past 6 years as a religion teacher at St. Francis Prep High School in Queens. Melendez was also terminated as director of religious education at Our Lady of Grace Church in Howard Beach. The allegations dating back to the 1990s. So when an engaged couple doesn't make it to the altar, who gets custody of the engagement ring? New Yorkers are weighing in on a court decision in a state to our north this week.
The debate stemming from a case decided in the Massachusetts Supreme Court. You see, a guy bought his gal a $70,000 engagement ring. He called off the wedding and she tried to keep it, but the courts ruled she has to give it back. So we asked New Yorkers, what happens when love sours? Lovebirds Justin and Kiara tell Winds the money matters.
$70,000 on the line is coming home with me. Sorry, baby.
And Manny tends to agree.
Well, but pay for it.
While Julia says, not so fast.
The girl, because that's supposed to be for her.
In New York, the law says the giver of the engagement ring gets it back no matter what. Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
However, although New York law does say that whoever bought the ring gets it back if the wedding doesn't happen, when the couple does make it to the altar, the receiver gets to keep it. A special holiday season guest arriving in the city today, a very tall one. This year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree being lifted into its traditional spot on the plaza by crane this morning. After a trip from its home in West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, the giant Norway spruce is 74 feet tall and 43 feet wide and weighs 11 tons, so this will be no small feat. Now, Rockefeller Center is also hosting family fun holiday activities on the South Plaza to celebrate the tree's arrival, and we hear Santa and his elves will make an appearance. It's the annual tree lighting slated for December 4th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.